currently Kirkland. Your source for city news and events in the community. With Erica Sanford at the news desk, stay up to date with weekly news reports on what's happening in Kirkland. Now, here's Erica.
Hi, I'm Erica Sanford, and welcome to this installment of Currently Kirkland. Every week we're here with the latest in what's happening in Kirkland. Kirkland wants to hear from you. Now in its third week, the Kirkland Budget Blog has been set up on the city's website for residents and businesses of Kirkland to discuss the annual budget. This budget blog is a way for community members to share their ideas, concerns, and suggestions regarding the 2011-2012 budget. The blog will also pose budget-related topics, provide explanations, and help answer any questions about the city's biennial budget. The city has also created a Twitter account so the community can keep up to date with the budget process. Registration is necessary to comment on the blog. Further instructions and requirements are posted on the website www.ci.kirkland.wa.us/budgetblog. For more information, contact Marie Stake, Communications Program Manager, at 425-587-3021 or mstake@ci.kirkland.wa.us. Hope Link's 10th annual Turkey Trot will take place on Sunday, November 21st. The 3-mile walk through downtown Kirkland will cause some traffic delays for commuters. From 1 until approximately 1:20 p.m., east and westbound lanes on Kirkland Avenue from Lakeshore Plaza Drive to Lake Street South will be closed, as well as southbound Lake Street, south from Kirkland Avenue to 5th. Also, watch out for increased pedestrian traffic from 1 to 2 p.m. on Lake Street South, Lake Washington Boulevard, and Kirkland Avenue. Turkey Trot draws more than 750 participants each year to raise money and provide emergency assistance for low-income families in King County during these hard winter months. Festivities begin at noon at Marina Park. To register for the event or for more information, visit www.hope-link.org. If you're interested in putting on an event in Kirkland, please contact Sudi El-Kaisi at 425-587-3347. Good news for commuters and transit riders. The end is in sight for the new transit center construction in downtown Kirkland. The project is slated for completion in January 2011. Soon after, bus service will be restored to the area. For more information on the transit center, visit soundtransit.org or contact Katie Kasimba at 206-398-5459 or at the email listed below. Further updates on this and other projects can also be found at ci.kirkland.wa.us/on-the-move. Want to help Kirkland usher in the holiday season? The Kirkland Downtown Association is looking for volunteers to help put up decorations downtown on Saturday, November 20th from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Helping hands will be treated to breakfast and lunch provided by George's Place. Volunteers are also needed the following Saturday, November 27th, to help with a holiday tree lighting event from 4 to 8 p.m. Food donations will be collected at the event for KITH, Kirkland Interfaith Transitions and Housing. The actual tree lighting will take place at 6 p.m. To volunteer for either of these events or for more information, please contact info@kirklanddowntown.org. Are you prepared for winter weather? The online resource Take Winter by Storm contains tips and resources to help Western Washington residents combat the cold. Fill out a checklist to make sure you have the resources to get you and your family through at least 3 days in an emergency, find out how to prepare your home and vehicle for winter weather conditions, and keep up to date on current weather conditions. The National Weather Service is predicting a chillier winter season this year, and the City of Kirkland wants you to stay safe and be prepared in case of an emergency. For more information, go to takewinterbystorm.org. Just a reminder, most city offices will be closed November 24th, and all offices will be closed November 25th and 26th for the Thanksgiving holiday. Remember, you can access any of these programs online. Just visit the city's homepage and click Watch On Demand Programming. We'd also love to hear from you. If you have any news tips, suggestions, or any comments, please send them to kirklandtv@ci.kirkland.wa.us. Thanks for watching. We'll see you next time.